is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hi, everybody. It's Greg. I'm currently sitting in the studio by myself. We have an interview coming up in a few minutes with Chris Myers, legendary Fox Sports NFL play-by-play guy. Got a brand new book out. We'll talk to him about. But everybody kind of left the room. Everybody's doing different things because tomorrow's a big day. Lend a helping hand. Laura's running around. Kayla's running around. Roadkill's running around. His little feet, as fast as his little feet will carry him. Anyway, I don't know where Kelly is, but I just thought I'd take a second and see how you're doing. Because, you know, I care. I want to know. Thank you for checking out the 24/7, you know. We're going to play some talkbacks here. We've got a lot of talkbacks that kind of built up over the show. We didn't get a chance to do them because it's so busy. Tomorrow, Lend a Helping Hand starts. You know about that, I think. 34th annual Lend a Helping Hand. And Laura is the first one back in the studio. I started without everybody because everybody was running around doing stuff. And I was going to, I'm like thinking, who's going to be the first one to come back in the studio? And Laura, you win.
10:16, I thought.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Like, no. I just started early. I said we got a couple minutes. I just started early. Nobody's in trouble. It's all good.
We almost didn't make it.
Those two got trapped in the bathroom together.
About a week ago, we noticed that the door handle wasn't staying on in the men's room. I thought I fixed it, but obviously
the door handle wasn't staying on.
Door handle's not so like you
like
go
you pull it off,
the door, and then all of a sudden the door handle comes off.
And you're supposed to be putting in a ticket for this. He tells me this week. He goes, oh, I got to get to this. There's a broken... And I go, you didn't put... So I just put in a ticket. He's been waiting a week.
Is this... Am I the only one that just sits there and goes, what the fuck are we doing pulling the door? Like, who? What? Who's okay, doing right. What?
To, I don't know.
To, any bathroom you have.
Wear and tear.
I've had a bathroom... Sorry, Scotty. I've had a bathroom in my house forever. I've never had the door pull off. Go ahead, Scotty.
It happened.
But somebody was in here, and Laura said, hey, this needs to be fixed. And he said he'll get right on it. And I said, oh, by the way, like,
yeah.
The door handle is like, won't stay. Oh, yeah. And me and Kelly almost got trapped in there. Yeah. And in the matter of like 10 seconds, he was already nude, said he would do whatever it is to survive.
I was just going
to
say that. I was just going to say, if you're going to get trapped with someone, you know yep. Kelly's going to put out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Those two humongous shoes had nothing in them.
Yep. What he said, quote, to me was, we'll have to feed on each other to survive.
Yeah. That is also...
After he just couldn't finish the show without eating his rice cake.
I had that rice cake. Whew,
so, but don't you just wonder though? Do you ever have like you go to a workplace bathroom and like the what happened to the paper towel dispenser?
Yeah.
And you're like, what animals are doing that? Like, and you know it's just someone doing something normal, but you just never happens at home.
Like who
towel racks not being pulled off the wall?
How often does the toilet paper dispenser get ripped from the wall?
I don't know. Like, man.
Somebody must have been working through a great one.
It's crazy. Maybe it's just our industry. Maybe it's just radio. Maybe people in big places that don't have problems like that and everything stays new forever. I have no idea.
There's a lot of people. Like, you're like, well, that doesn't happen in my house. Well, there's two of you. And before there was only four. It's not like here it's a business. So there's a lot of people using
it. No, I know. But still, it's amazing to me that things break so quickly and the way they break.
But I mean, like, go home tonight and ask your husband, go, hey, listen, how often does the toilet paper dispenser at your job get removed from the wall?
Yeah. with the bolts and all of the things that attach it. Ask him and see what he says.
Yeah.
Laura, did I tell you what happened earlier in the show today? Did I tell you that when we were playing the game with Roadkill and I brought up Captain and Tennille? And because I was joking, I played a Captain and Tennille song for Roadkill as a joke. And Kelly said something like, you know, back in her day. And I said, yeah. And I moved on, right? Because I'm, you know, I'm an adult. And then as soon as the break was over and I put my headphones off, I turned over and Kelly's holding up a phone with a picture of the Tennille in a bathing suit from like 1970.
Of course,
you had that.
So what did you think?
Well, I mean, she was
attractive.
She was cute. But I love the fact that you immediately went to the internet to look it up.
You know,
I had to prove it to you.
She was in the Beach Boys.
We grew up watching Solid Gold.
Yeah.
Dad loved it. We always loved it. So I'm familiar with all that. I'm a little upset. That is not my favorite Carpenter song because Karen Carpenter, amazing friggin' drummer. Matter of fact, if you follow me on Instagram, I always post videos of other drummers.
Yeah.
And I just posted one last weekend of Karen Carpenter just friggin' getting it done.
Yep.
But I don't like that song.
Mm-hmm. So Chris Myers is going to join us. We get ready for Linda Helping Can. There's a lot of stuff going on. Laura is power slamming a giant salad right now. Yeah. It's like, honestly, it's a foot tall.
What is that on top?
Ham and cheese.
Nice.
And avocados, tomatoes, cucumbers, and I have chicken sausage. Yeah.
Salads tonight.
Nice. Okay.
Lettuce, tomato, cucumbers. Right. I eat my biggest meal at lunch.
Mm.
Yeah. And then my small meal dinner.
That's definitely smart.
I'll give you this inside tip. Just came in across the wire as we're here. You know, we're doing Linda Helping Can coming up tomorrow.
We're doing that.
Triple H is going to be with us tomorrow afternoon, sometime around 4-ish, actually. Triple H from the WWE, and he's given us four tickets to Monday Night Raw on the 16th of December at the TD Garden. So we're going to have that for you. If you're into that, you want to win some tickets or whatever, you could listen and may get a chance to win them if you donate when Triple H is with us. So that's one of the things that's going to be happening tomorrow. So, all kinds of special guests. Gary Hoey, Bergeron's going to join us tomorrow. And the list, it's a pretty long list. Friends of the show and people we've known for a long time and some people that we haven't met before. But Chris Myers from Fox Sports is going to join us in just a little bit. Kelly, his book is called That Deserves a Wow, Untold Stories of Legends and Champions, Their Wins and Heartbreaks. You know what freaked me out 2 weeks ago when we talked to Dwight Evans?
Dewey.
I brought up the story about Game 6 of the World Series, Reds and the Red Sox. And I talked about Pete Rose saying to someone, isn't this fun? And Dwight goes, that was me. And I'm like, it was this moment that I had read about. But I thought for some reason, I thought it was Bernie Carbo and it was Dwight Evans. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I love those big moments in sports. What happens on the field, what happens back in the booth or whatever. The stories that you never know. I love being privy to those stories, you know. Chris Myers for a long time did NASCAR too at its peak.
I remember when he was on ESPN.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on ESPN since 98.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Been with Fox forever.
He's been, he's coming up here in just a little bit, should be any minute. Emmy Award winning, it reflects on his illustrious career as one of the most trusted and renowned journalists in sports. I mean, he's got, you know, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali. Can you imagine having a story, a real life story about Muhammad Ali where you met him? I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to speak if I got a chance to meet Muhammad Ali. You know, I almost met Ted Williams, and I froze. Like, he's looking at me and like got a smile on his face, and I'm like, Ted Williams, I thought to myself, and he looked at me and he kind of nodded, and I nodded, and then he turned away. All I had to do was put my hand out and I would have shaken the Splendid Splinter's hand.
He was the first one to, Chris Myers was to talk to OJ after the verdict.
Was he really?
I don't know.
I didn't know that. Okay. You can ask him about that. Serena Williams. He's got stories about Serena Williams, your favorite.
Oh yeah.
We do have some talkbacks that I want to play too, but I don't want to start talking about those and then have to cut in and go back to Chris. So yeah, he's Bill Murray, Charles Barkley, Bill Belichick. How often did these guys see the real Belichick? I bet behind the scenes when the mics were off he did. You know?
Well,
I don't think so.
Unless it's at an award show or something like that. I wonder if he did see the Belichick was, you know.
He was just all
about the business of the Patriots if it was anything near or related to a game.
Yeah, but if they weren't in an interview situation, right? You know, and he just could be normal with them.
But I don't know if he was ever normal with any of those because he was only with them around business. Yeah, obviously, we saw the behind the scenes and that HBO special or whatever, and we got to see the more normal him.
Yeah.
But I think any reporter around him is just going to be,
What do you guys think? I mean, I'm hearing like he might coach in 2025. He says he wants to coach. You see any places that he might land?
Yeah. I don't know which place, but everybody I listen to says he's going to coach next year.
Is the Cowboys a possibility?
Slight.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say slight. That's one of the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jerry Jones would have to,
you know, give up some power.
And if they're successful, seed some of that, you know.
Yeah.
Although they haven't been successful in a long time, so he should.
Yep. Yep. Hold on a second here. I have to respond to a text message. Might just take 1 second. You just relax amongst yourselves.
We will.
Everybody.
We will, because I'm typing away. We got some great incentive items that you guys can bid on or just get by donating.
Yeah.
I'm going through them all.
All throughout both days, you could make a donation of $10, $20, $5, and then we could call you back and go, hey, you just won, you know, whatever, four tickets to, WWE Raw, or it could be,
Celtics tickets, Bruins tickets, have Fitbits, we have TVs, but I want to remind people, I know a lot of you are friends with us on Facebook and follow our Facebook page. We have a specific Lend a Helping Hand page, and we don't want to bombard the Morning Buzz page with all of the items and the incentives and all that. So like the Lend a Helping Hand page, and then you can see items that are going to be up.
Right.
It'll be helpful.
You can see that there. Yeah. Okay, so I'm hooking up with Chris. I think he's there. Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thanks. How are you?
For having me on.
You're welcome. Good. It's Greg. We've got Greg Roadkill Kelly and Laura out here in New England, and good to talk to you. We were talking about your book. That deserves a wow. I can't even fathom, Chris, and I've watched you forever, go back to ESPN, all the NASCAR stuff and football, but I can't even fathom the stories you must have of the things that were off the camera with some of the greatest athletes that we've ever watched. And what made you decide, I think I'm going to collate these things and put a book together?
Well, somebody asked me about not only the people, but somebody said, we noticed all these events that you were at that went from sporting events to big news events, an earthquake World Series with the A's and Giants. You're at the Summer Olympics in Atlanta and the bomb goes off. You're at the Daytona 500 doing the Fox broadcast, and the face of the sport, the driver hits the wall, dies, Dale Earnhardt, and how you have to you're not just there, but then you have to report on that.
Right.
So that was part of it. I wanted to make sure, too, I didn't invade anybody's privacy in terms of some of these, but I wanted to let people know. And some of them are very good stories, warm stories. People even like Charles Barkley or Bill Murray, that you think you know them, but then there's this other side of them. And then, of course, there's just so many names from Ali to Tyson, Jim Brown. I mean, we can go back. John Wooden, I did the last interview with him at age 99, a radio interview before he passed away, and talked about his fear of does he have a fear of death. So the hard part was just what I left out. Or just putting enough in there to make it a comfortable read for people.
I go right to the Earnhardt, the day Dale Earnhardt died. I mean, that shook the sport to its core, and that shaking lasted forever, and handling that, I sat there watching it, and I sat there as it unfolded, and I was trying to think, how hard is it for these guys in the booth to talk about that and not crumble? How did you do it?
It was very hard. And I had, obviously interviewed him, but I was around people who grew up in the sport with him and were like family to him. And the difficult part in the broadcast, wrapping up on the post show and through that, I think we all knew that at the moment that seeing guys walk away from crashes, but the reaction of other drivers on the track that Dale Earnhardt had died.
Right.
But we couldn't say that on the air. We had to hold back. And we because they had obviously notify a family member, they had to go through a procedure. And so just in that in between, and then having to tell people, we all kind of felt like this is something where you don't want to be on the air doing this kind of a story.
Right.
But that was a difficult moment.
Kelly.
Well, Chris, of all the sports events you were covering, when all of a sudden a major news story broke out, was there one that threw you or caught you off guard more than the others?
No, well, I would say I was taping the up close show in Atlanta in the Summer Olympics, and we had a spot right above the Olympic Village, and I was running through the late Sports Center some boxing highlights, and heard a loud noise. I thought it was fireworks, and that was when the bomb went off.
Yeah,
and I would say what threw me was we stayed on the air, and then the book talks about that, having access where nobody else did because they closed off the area. And the hard part was we thought there were more, terrorism hits, it enters your mind. You think there's more bombs. I mean, how many people are hurt? It wasn't as tragic as it could have been, especially after going through the earthquake World Series, where in San Francisco, there was a lot more damage in the Bay Area than there was actually at the baseball stadium. So that was a little bit challenging. But the gathering of information and then relaying it to the audience when we would do the live reports from wandering through the middle of the night there. And it was really 1 a.m. taping, and then I went through till 6 or 7 a.m. the next morning. So that was quite a, I would say, quite a challenge. But I think in sports, we're used to, you know, ad-libbing, gather, you know, calling something on the right fly. That's kind of what we enjoy about it, the unpredictability. You just don't want it to be tragic at the end of the night.
But you're also a fan, right? I mean, so I'm looking at the list. I mean, Muhammad Ali, Tom Brady, he was on the sidelines in the big comeback against the Falcons. I mean, you've had moments with all of these people. And I always wonder, the sports fan in you, was there ever one person more so than the other that, like, for me, standing in front of Muhammad Ali, I don't even know if I could speak, you know? But was there ever someone like that where you were like, I don't even know what to say to this person? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah, the story. It's funny. Sports figures, because at a young age, I got in, you know, my first interview was Ali and then Don Shula. And then I'm interviewing, you know, I had Tom Landry and Chuck Noll as a teenager.
Sure.
They're in, you know, at the height of their coach, Roger Staubach and these people. So through the years in radio and TV, I just got used to. So sports stars, I think I just respected, whether it was Montana or Elway or Marino or, you know, even the great Johnny Unitas, some guys that will come back in later years. But who, the guy who stunned me was Johnny Carson. And I was a fanatic of his show as a kid. And I think, you know, I loved his interview style. And I tried to bring that to sports. And on the old Sports Center, Mike Tirico would fill a segment at the end when we were doing Sports Center, and he would throw out a fact. And I, like Johnny Carson, would always say, I did not know that. And I said that on the air. And they said, hey, let's call that segment. You know, I said, well, we can't steal that. That's Johnny. Yeah, I said, well, we can call it Did You Know? And so we did that Did You Know segment for years. And then later, Johnny Carson retires. I'm out in California. There's a tennis event, and he's there, a big tennis fan off to the side. And I waited for the action to break, and I used my press pass to kind of sneak into his, and I just went up to him and said, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. My name is Chris Myers. I mean, he said, I know who you are. And I said, well, I just want you to know, on SportsCenter, the whole Did You Know segment that we've been doing for years, I had heard he watched the late night show sometimes. I said, we created that. It was really out of respect to you and your personality, and I watched it. And he paused and he looked at me and he said, I did not know that. And he walked away. And I was, so that was a moment I was nervous. I was most nervous right there.
I got a million questions. I know you got a time limit. I also like how you slipped back into it when you said, you know, and he goes, I know who you are. You did a Carson imitation there too. Look, I know you got to go. You got to keep a time schedule, but the book is called That Deserves a Wow. Thank you for all the great years you've been giving us through sports broadcasting, Chris. Really appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on anytime.
Okay,
enjoy the book.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Chris Myers right there. Pretty cool.
Quite the voice.
Pretty cool. All right. We kind of ran out of time. We're not going to have time to finish, unfortunately, with the talkbacks, but we'll get to them tomorrow. Okay. We'll get to them tomorrow, everybody. We just got a lot to do. So, have a great day. Sorry about that. There were good ones too. Just know that we're going to have them tomorrow.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. Listen.
Sorry.
We're not going anywhere for a few days.
No.
Yeah.
You get plenty of chance to hear me the next few days. Thanks for checking the Buzz 24/7. We will see you tomorrow, 5:30. Lend a Helping Hand starts. Go to morningbuzz.com for all the details. Mm-hmm.